Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schluss for our morning. Marash Shichli Neshbas Tamar Seres Tavas Rishon Oshchan Tzogin Otzvat Tachan Tzog Meir Zev Chayei Chevi Fega Bas Min Haldi Spasi Eli Nishmas Rishon Pinchas Mir Yaakov Tzvi Razan Zishim Rabbi Yosef Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Tes based on the Torah of Reina Rabbeinu David Zitzal Lot, the shepherds of Lot and Avram have a quarrel. So Avram says to Lot, Ha'olo kol ha'aretz l'fanecha yiparda me'olai All the land is before you, separate from me. If you go to the left, I'll go to the right. If you go to the right, I'll go to the left. So we have to understand. If Lot goes to the left, why does Avram have to go to the right? Why does he have to go to the right? Just don't go anywhere. If you want to separate from Lot, just don't go anywhere. So Rashi apparently was bothered by that. So he says, Pshat is that he's saying to Lot that wherever you go, I'll be with you. So it means I'll be at your right. Wherever you go, I'll be with you. However, lefi pshuto, it means his mom is going to go to the right. And the question is, why does he have to go to the right? If Lot is going to the left, let him just stay in the same place. In Pasuk Yud, it says in the Pasuk, Vayisa Lotus Einav, Bayaris Kol Kikar Yardin Kikula Mashke, Lot lifted up his eyes and he saw the entire Jordan Plain, that it was completely, it was well watered. Before Hashem's destruction of Sodom and Amorah, lefnei shachat Hashem Sodom v'Amorah, kakan Hashem kiret zayin bo'chat Tzoar. It was like the garden of Hashem, like the land of Egypt, as you come towards Tzoar. Rashi says, lefnei shachat kikula mashke, eretz nechali mayim. It's filled with streams of water. Before Hashem's destruction of Sodom and Amorah, Rashi, Haya Oso Misha, before Hashem destroyed Sodom and Amorah, that area was Kegan Hashem, Ke'eretz Mitzrayim. It was Kegan Hashem Leilanos. For trees, it was like the Garden of Hashem. And it was like Eretz Mitzrayim for Zrayim, for seed until Tzoar. Rashi's learning that the words "Lefnei Shachris Hashem" is going on the end of the pasuk, not the beginning of the pasuk. It's not referring to what it says above, but to what it says below. As the Maral explains, if it would be referring to what it says above, it means that Lot lifted up his eyes. He saw Kikar Yarden, that it's Kula Mashke. Before Hashem destroyed Sodom and Amorah, implying Lot knew that Hashem was going to destroy Sodom and Amorah, and he didn't. So therefore, say it like this: Lot lifted his eyes. He saw Kikar Yarden, that it was well watered. Kama, that's what he saw. And then before Hashem destroyed Sodom and Amorah, it was like a Gan Hashem, it was like Eretz Mitzrayim Bo'achat Tzoar. That's how Rashi learns the Pasuk. Why Bechlal does the Pasuk have to put in Lefnei Shachris Hashem Sodom and Amorah Kashul? Just say, he saw it was Kula Mashke, Kagan Hashem, Eretz Mitzrayim. Why does he have to mention the destruction? Pasuk Yud Aleph, Vayivcha lo Lot, it's called Kikar Yarden. Lot chose the whole Kikar Yarden. Vayisa Lot mikedem, Vayiparadu ish mi'alochiv. Lot chose for himself the entire Jordan Plain. And Lot traveled eastward, and they separated from one another. It's difficult to understand why it says "Vayivcha lo Lot es kol kikar yarden." It was all his. Would have been enough to say "Vayivcha lo Lot es kikar yarden." What's this called, Kikar Yarden? What's the call telling us? Did he really have a right to call Kikar Yarden? It's really all his? So we're going to explain Amir Tz Hashem. Rashi and Pasuk Zayin on the words Vayhi Riv, etc. It was a quarrel between the shepherds of Abram and Lot. It says Vaknani Vaprizi Az Yoshev Baretz. The Kanani and the Prizi were then dwelling in the land. What does that have to do with the price of tea in China? Fishayu Rov Shalot Rishayim Umarim Behemdim Mistois Acherim V'roi Avram Moichichim Oisem Ala Gezel V'emoim Renit Nad Naretz L'Avram V'lo Ein Yorish V'ein Zegezel V'akosav Oimer V'aknani V'aprizi Oz Baretz V'lo Zacha B'Avram Adayin. The friends of Lot were Rishayim, the shepherds of Lot were Rishayim, and they would shepherd their animals in other people's fields, and the shepherds of Avram would rebuke them for the gezel. And they said, the land was given to Avram, and he doesn't have any yerushim, it's not gezel, it's ours. And the pasuk says, no, v'aknani v'prizi az baretz, Avram wasn't zeicha yet in the land. So we see from this that if not for the fact that the Kanani v'prizi az baretz, and Avram Avinu wasn't the zeicha in Eretz Yisrael, the shepherds of Lot were correct that he's the inheritor of Avram. And through that, in the life of Avram, he has the schus of Avram. Taka the Ramban is Tamei on Rashi. Haftachat Avram was his honest seed. Lot wasn't his son. So how does he get... how does he yashin him? Kopanim, it comes out according to this, that since even though, according to the truth, Avram Avinu wasn't Zeicha before yet in Eretz Yisrael, but he already has a schus in Eretz Yisrael, as we're going to see in a different shir. He wasn't Zeicha Befoyal, but he already has rights to Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, Lot has a schus, and this schus, even the life of Avram. So it would appear that vis-a-vis this, is what he said, is what Avram said to me, pardon me, Allah. In other words, as far as the schus that Lot has in the schus Avram on being Zeicha in Eretz Yisrael, and meriting Eretz Yisrael, till now they were like partners. In other words, in that schus, they both have a schus. Now, it's going to be different, and it's going to be split up. Each one is going to be makabel, a schus gemura, and one chelek. And one's not going to have a schus in what the other one has. Im ha-smol. In other words, if you choose the left side, then my chelek is going to be amin. And if you choose the amin, my chelek is going to be, we're not going to be shutfim anymore. We're splitting it up. The moment Shutfin splits something up, it automatically goes to the partner. In other words, when partner A takes his part, partner B automatically gets the other part. This is discussed by the Rosh in Bava Basra and of Gimel Amid Aleph. So that's what it means, ima small ve'imina. If you go left, I'll go right. Whatever you take, I'm taking the other part. And we have a raya for this in the Medrash Rabbah, Parsha Mam Aleph Osir Aleph and Nechem Yomer, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu got angry. When Lot was going with Avram, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm going to give this seed to your land to your seed, Lezarach HaNasati Yisaretz HaZayis. And then you're bringing Lot ben Achivin, Kedei Liyarsha. Imken Yelch Yavi Shnei Paras Takin, Menashuk, Yosh Meshlo, why don't you bring two Asufis from the Shuk? Just bring two random children from the street and let them take it. So in other words, we see from this that Avram Avinu held on to Lot, and he was Madbik, he brought Lot close to him to be like him, to be his Yarshin, to be his Yarish. That he has a schus in what Avram has. And the Mela, their preda, is also giving Lot his rights. So that's how they're solving this quarrel. Lot gets his part, and Avram's going to take the rest. Sifri Parshas Hazinu on the Pasuk Banchel Ayon Goyim, Ba'afrido B'nei Adam, Yatzev Gvulas Amim, L'misper B'nei Yisrael. That it says, Banchel Ayon Goyim. It's talking about the borders of the Goyim that now are going to be mixed in with each other. Everyone's going to have their set border. Banchel Elyon Goyim, when Hashem gave the Goyim their portion. Ba'afrido b'nei Adam is klapei Lot. When it says, Vayipardu ish me'al achiv, that they separated from each other, Ba'afridei, Lot separated from Avram. And that's also a little bit of a smachta to what we're saying. Be'pashtus, smashma, even when it says Ba'afrido, that's referring to Avram and Lot, it's talking about each one getting their own portion. Like at the beginning of the pasuk, Bahanchel Elyon Goyim's, and like Yatziv Gvulos Amim, it's all talking about Tchum and Nachalas. So he said, Avram and Yot here are splitting up the Nachala. You take your Nachala, I'll take my Nachala. And that's apparently what it says in the Bereishis Rabba, Mem Aleph Ches, Ima Smol. Amalai Ima Tal Smol Anel Darom, Vimanel Darom At Smola. אמר רבי ירחן, מה שלהם ביד שלהם, קוראים מאחד של חיד ומאחד של סוירים. אמר לה, אם חתיה דידי שר הדידך, ואם שר הדידך חתיה דידי, מן כל עשר חתיה דידי, אמר רבי חנין בר יצחק, וסמילה נקסה בן אלו ועשמילה. מן כל עשר אנו מסמילה הוא גברה. But the Medrash is saying is that Avram says to Lot, if you go to the left, then I'm going to go to the south, meaning the left is the north. And if I go to the south, then you're going to go to the left. In other words, either way, you're going to go to the left, and I'm going to go to the south. I'm going to go to the right. That's what it means. Ima smol ve'imina v'mayimin v'asmila. If you take the left, ima smol ve'imina, then memela, I'm going to get the right. It's going to be automatic. V'imayimin v'imayimin, and if I take the right, then you're going to get the left. In other words, one of us is going to make, like we've been saying, one of us is going to make a Maisa Kenyan, and then the other one is going to get it automatically. It's just a matter of who makes the Maisa Kenyan, like we said before, that when you're breaking up a Shutfus, so one side makes their Kenyan, and the other side gets the Mamela, gets the rest. So the Medrash is saying, either way, Avraham Avinu is going to get the right, and either way, Lot is going to get the left. The question is, who's going to make the Kenyan? So that's what Avraham was saying. If you make a Kenyan on the left, then I'm automatically going to get the right. And if I make a Kenyan on the right, then you're automatically going to get the left. That's the first opinion in the Medrash. The second opinion is that Avraham Avinu said, I'll always be at your left. I'll always be by your side. So that's like, that's not what we're saying. We're talking about our Mahalach is according to the first pshat in the Medrash. That they're breaking up the Shutfus, and whatever Lot takes is what Avraham, whatever Lot doesn't take is what Avraham gets, whatever Avraham takes is what Lot gets. But the point is they're breaking up their partnership. And this we can explain, verse 8, Vayomer Avraham el Lot, and that's why the mashal of the Medrash is that these people have two korim, these two people, and they have two cores of, one core worth of wheat and the other core of barley. So he says to him, listen, if the chitim are yours, then the barley is mine. And if the barley is mine, then the chitim are yours. Either way, it's going to be the same. It's just a matter of who takes what. If you take the chitim, automatically I get the sarim. If I take the sarim, automatically you're going to get the chitim. But we know who belongs to what. Avraham Avinu knew that Lot is getting the left and he's getting the right. Lot is going to Sodom in that direction and he's going the other way. So now we can explain Pasuk Ches. V'yomer Avraham el Lot, let's not there be a meriva between me and you, between my shepherds and your shepherds, because we're brothers. What, just because they're brothers, they shouldn't have a meriva? Particularly according to what Rashi says, Ki Hashem an Hashem anachnu, we have a similar face. So just because we look alike, Doma Kastra Panim, what does that have to do with us not having a riv? So based on what we said, we can explain as follows. Al na tehi meriva b'niu v'necho v'nrai v'nroecha. Chor, we have to understand, it says in Pasuk Zion, there was a riv between the shepherds of Abraham and the shepherds of Lot, not between Avram and Lot. So what does Avram say? Let there not be a quarrel between me and you. There was never a quarrel between the two of them in the first place, in Rechaim HaKadosh. So based on what we said, we can explain as follows. That it says, Ki anashim anach, anashim achim, it doesn't mean that that's a reason we shouldn't quarrel. Adar Rav, that's a reason that we should quarrel. Because brothers means that they have something in common, because they're the same children of the same father. And here also, we're brothers that we have this shutfus. And through this, you have merits like I have merits in Eretz Yisrael. Befrat, according to the Drash, that we're done with Klaster Panim. In other words, we have Shaychus B'Mahus B'Omek. We're essentially similar. And through this, when Avraham Avinu is promised Eretz Yisrael, it's also a promise to Lot. And this Matzav already brings now to this quarrel between Roe Lot and Roe Avram, as they explain the S'chus. That the Roe Lot said it's already theirs. And Rav Ram said, what are you stealing for? Although the very fact that they have a common schus is going to bring to a quarrel. That's what it says, Kol Ha'aretz Lefanecha. That's Perek HaShutfus, they're breaking up this partnership. And Mimela, there's going to be no more of a reason to quarrel. Because they're brothers. And there's no more of a reason to quarrel. That's what the Pasuk means. Avram said to Lot, let's not there be a quarrel between me and you, between my shepherds and your shepherds, because we're brothers. Meaning, we have a reason to quarrel. Because we're brothers. We have something in common. And we have both have rights to Eretz Yisrael. So let's break this up and then we won't quarrel anymore. And with this we can explain Bereishis Rabba, Parsha Mem Aleph, Osir Aleph, as a hemshech to what it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu got angry at Avram, that he was madbik Lot Elav, that he came close to Lot. Get rid of this letz, and quarrel will go out, and there'll be no more embarrassment and judgment. Garesh letz, expel the scoffer. That's Lot. Ve'etzei madon, ve'hi riv ben aroy Avram. Ve'yishbos din ve'kalom ve'yomer Avram el Lot al tnatei meriva. So get rid of this letz. And a madon is gonna, this quarrel is gonna come out, and that's what it says. There was a quarrel. Vahi riv, there was a quarrel between the shepherds of Avram and the shepherds of Lot. And v'yishbos, and then the din and kalon is gonna rest ultimately, because Avram says to Lot, "Al nati imriv, let's not there be a quarrel. Let's split up." In other words, by being megarish the letz, who's Lot, for I should explain why Lot is called the letz. Shavas madon, there's no gonna be no more quarrels between the roy Avram and roy Lot. And then Shavas Din V'Kolam. What does it mean, Shavas Din V'Kolam? There's going to be no more judgment. That's, in other words, it starts off that Lot and Avram are quarreling and their shepherds are quarreling because they have a common property. And then Avram is Megarish Lot. He says, go somewhere else. And Memela, there's going to be no more Din because there's going to be no more Shutfus. Each one has their portion. Each one has their property. As yesh kan peruk ha-shutafut. So that's mashbis the din. There's be no more judgment. And with this we can explain verse 11. Vayivchar lo lot et kol kikar yarden, vayisa lot mikedem, vayipardu ish mi'alachiv. You have to understand what's this vayipardu. It already says Vayisa Lot Mikedem. Lot traveled from the east, and they separate. So once we know he traveled, so Mamela we know that he went away from Avram. So why does it say he pardu na? Well, it already says in Pasuk Tes, it's Pasuk Yud Aleph. Avram Avinu says, "Let's separate. If you go left, I go right, etc." And then Yer Aleph it says, Lot chooses Kikar Yarden, he goes from Vayipardu Ishmaelachim and they separated. What's this Tosefus of Vayipardu? It already says he traveled from him. And in Pasuk Tes it already says he pardoned and then he has small. First there's a prayer, first there's a separation, and then there's Halichali small Yamin. So why is this prayer coming only now? At the end of Pasuk Yer Aleph, it already happened in Betzim and Pasuk Tes. So based on what we said, it's very good. Is that it says, Ki ash anashim achim anachnu? We're brothers. In other words, we have a common right to Eretz Yisrael. And when it says, Vayipardu ish mi'alachiv, it means that the shutfus is now batal. And we're no longer brothers. And that's what it says, Vayisa lot mikedem. The Nesiyah mikedem was the hemshech of Vayivcha lot. That's the mimush of the p'chira. It's the fulfillment, the actualization of his choice. In other words, his being zoch in this chelek by going to this chelek, and because of this, it's a vayipardu. That's what's mevatel the shutfus, which is the achva. Pasuk Tes, Avram says he parades. He's saying, "Let's break up the shutfus. How are we going to do that? You go left, I go right. Whereas Avraham is suggesting that's Pasuk Tes. Avraham is suggesting that they break up the Shudfus. But now in Pasuk Yud Aleph, Lot actually chooses it. For Yivchar Lot is called Kikar Yarden. He chooses the Kikar Yarden. Then he's Memamesh, this Bechira. He actualizes his choice by traveling. And then Memela, there's a Preda. Memela, there's a Bitala Shudfus. Memela Vaipardu Ishmei Alachiv. Because Lot made this choice. Now Lot gets his portion, and Memela, Avram gets the other portion. Lot gets to the left, Avram gets to the right. Lot gets to the south, Avram gets to the north. So it emerges according to this that the Nidon here is not where Lot is going to dwell now, but rather which Chelek in Eretz Yisrael is going to be his when Hashem fulfills his promise to give the land to Abraham and his seed. And that's what it says in Pasuk Yud Aleph. For Yivchar Lo Lot is called Kikar Yarden. So he explained. He was choosing Kikar Yarden that it should be his when the time comes. When Hashem is Mimamesh, his Haftacha, when Hashem fulfills his promise to give the land to Avram and his seed, so Lot's going to get Kikar called Kikar Yarden. So according to this, it should be that when the Jewish people capture Eretz Yisrael, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Haftacha is mitmamesh, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Haftacha is fulfilled, the Kikar Yarden is automatically going to be shaykh to B'nai Lot. And that it says in Pasuk Yud, Vayisa Tzetra Kikula Mashka Lifnei Shaches. So the Pasuk is coming to explain that Lamaisa it's not true. Lot has no Sus in Eretz Yisrael. Because Bechiras Lot in all Kikar Yarden, as we see in Pasuk Yud Aleph. And what it says, Vayar is called Kikar Yarden. We have Pasuk Yud, that it says, Vayisa Lot Asena V'yar is called Kikar Yarden. And then it says, Nir Aleph, Yivchar Lot is called Kikar Yarden. It wasn't for now, where now Anshei Stom are going to give him their land. V'chir is afterwards, Kishitit Mamesh HaSchut Al Makom Zeh, when Hashem is going to fulfill his promise and Lot's going to get his rights. And when is that afterwards? After Hashem is going to destroy Stom and Amorah. Then there's not only going to be an Inyan of Kula Mashke, and that it's going to be Kikan Hashem, Keretz Mitzrayim, Baruch HaTzohar. So why did Lot choose it? Lot chose it because it's Mamish Kishmak. Kikan Hashem, Keretz Mitzrayim. Once heard from a scholar. He said that's what Lot wanted. Lot wanted Kikan Hashem, and he also wanted Eretz Mitzrayim. A lot of times in life, that's what people want. They want the Kikan Hashem. They want the Ruchnias, but they also want the Eretz Mitzrayim. And all that represents, Ervas Eretz, Mevin Yavin. So why did Lot choose it? Lot chose it because it's Kegan Hashem Keretz Mitzrayim. It's Kula Mashke. It's Gevaldik, it's filled with water and trees, it's beautiful. Right now, Lot's not getting it because this is only for the future when Hashem fulfills his promise to give Eretz Yisrael to Avram and his seed. And when that happens, then it's not going to be the same beautiful land that Lot originally saw. Lot wanted the beautiful land. Lot wanted Miami Beach when Miami Beach looked its best. Not Miami Beach after a hurricane. It's not Gishmak. Miami Beach is Gishmak when it's before the hurricane. So Lot chose Miami Beach after the hurricane, but then it's not Miami Beach anymore. It's not beautiful. All those gorgeous hotels and condos, they're not there anymore. So he doesn't get it. He doesn't receive it. So that's gevaldik, what the Pasuk is telling us. That Lot lifted up his eyes, Pasuk Yud, and he saw Kol Kikar Yarden, it's Kula Mashke. And the Pasuk has to tell us, that was what the Shaila we started with. Why does it say, Lifnei Shachris Hashem Estom V'Samoira? You know why it has to say that? Because it's telling us that Lot wanted it because it was Kula Mashke. And then it was Kagan Hashem, Keretz Mitzrayim. It's gorgeous. But Lot only chose it because it's gorgeous. In the meantime, he's not getting it. And when Hashem destroys it, it's not going to be beautiful anymore. So that means that Lot doesn't have a right in it at all. So Lot is never going to get it. Lot's never going to have a schus in Eretz Yisrael. No. Hadvarim smeichim me'od. And of course, there's tons more to say in this parasha, so hopefully we'll revisit this. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.